what you doing around there?
Finishing that paint.
Well, leave the paint and go for a spell and come here.
Yeah, what you want?
I want you to hold this window open so as I can lean through and nail a block on the inside of the house.
Hold what?
The window open. Hold it open so as I can stick my head and shoulders through. Come on now.
All right.
Come on, hold her.
Well, I am holding her, ain't I?
No. Don't
rock, Jimmy. Crazy fella. What you nail on the block inside there for?
Sure, you sort of breaks the window open.
That thing is, Zeb, I can't hear a word you're saying. You'll have to talk louder. What you hollering about?
The wind is on my neck. I'm hollering from pain.
What'd you say?
Pain. The wind is...
Did you crack the window pane?
Oh, open that window.
You just told me to shut it.
I didn't. Open it.
All right, get it open here.
You say no such thing. I said shut it.
I'd like to get it open here.
Ah, darn you. Darn your ordinary hide. What you trying to do, break my neck for me?
Well, you ought to make up your mind what you want. Yeah. First you say opener, and then you say shutter, and then you say opener.
I didn't. For 2 cents,
You'd better get inside the store there and answer the phone instead of bragging about what you'll do.
Well, you answer the darn phone yourself.
I can't answer. I can't answer, tell you.
Why not?
Well, I got a mind the gas pump here. And here comes a feller for gas right now.
Dang you anyway. You
better get inside and answer the telephone. You know it's your day to answer it.
Well, say, what kind of a house do you call that?
This here house?
Yes.
Yeah. This here is a Spanish house.
A Spanish house?
Yes, that's what it is.
Well, it looks more like a lunatic asylum built by one of the inmates. What are those two big cardboard affairs you've got fastened onto it?
Them there's wings. Yes. You see, this house is supposed to have 2 wings.
Wings, huh? And look at those stairs, boy.
Yeah, wings. And them 2 things on the wings are chimneys. Yes, there's supposed to be a chimney on each wing, you know.
Well, I want to say that that's the funniest thing I've seen in years. Say, give me some gas, will you? None of this long shot gas here either. Don't want any of it.
Fill her up?
Well, you might as well.
Dad Bernard. I don't reckon I can give you any gas today.
Can't give me any? Why, what do you mean? Why not?
Well, you can't seem to find the gas pump here. Mm. It was here last evening, but looks like we must have lost it.
Lost it?
Yes.
Say, what are you talking about? You couldn't lose a big thing like a gas pump.
A big thing like a gas pump?
Yeah.
Well, I say, that's nothing. I lost a whole circus parade once.
Oh, say, now, listen.
Well, I did. I was a foreigner, and I lost it.
Yes, but you didn't lose the parade. The parade lost you. You were the one that was lost.
Lost nothing. I knew where I was. It was a parade that was lost.
Well, you'd better quit following parades and stay off the street. Someday a taxi cab will run over you.
Yeah, they won't run over me. I'm too darn smart.
Yeah.
I tried it. The taxi cab tried to run over me.
Didn't dare. It's the city slicker on you at that, do they?
I'll say that. You know, every time I go into town, I take a pistol with me.
No.
Yes.
Is that
sir,
a prank?
I do. One night I was coming through a tough part of town and with $100 in hard cash on me, too.
Hard cash?
Yes, sir. There wasn't no street cars. So you know what I done?
Well, what'd you do?
I started out and run. Run like all get out. So there's no hold-up fella could catch up with me.
That's quite an idea. And did a hold-up man catch up with you?
No, but I caught up with a hold-up man.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yes, I lost every darn cent I had.
Oh, but I thought you said you had a gun.
Yeah, I did, but he didn't find that.
He didn't find it. Well, I suppose that's no worse than losing on the races. Did it ever cost you money to back a horse?
What's that?
I say, did it ever cost you money to back a horse?
I'll say it did. I backed one through a window once, and it cost me $20.
Well, if I can't get some gas here, maybe I can get some information. What road do I take to Squidgeville?
Oh, Squidgeville. You go right straight ahead there, mister. You see down there where that tree is in the road?
Yes.
You just go right through there, and that you take the little road to your left, and it's about 10 miles.
I see. All right, thanks. Goodbye.
Well, so long. Sorry I couldn't give you gas.
Hey, what'd that fella want, Deb?
He wanted to buy some gas, and I couldn't find the gas pump.
What, you couldn't? Well, of all the dad-darn jackasses, couldn't find the gas pump.
Well, I couldn't.
What?
It's gone.
Gone?
You're darn tootin' it's gone. You don't see it around here, do you?
Well, I'll be darned.
What's the matter?
Why, I don't. Oh, dad rat it anyway. Look, see what you've done.
What?
See what you've done there. No wonder you couldn't find the gas pump. You build this darn house right around it. The pump's inside the house.
Well, leave the house there. We can run the gas hose through the window.
I'll leave it there, nothing. We got to tow this house out to where they're making the moving picture. What do you think of put rollers on it first? And they want the house right away, too. That was Hector phoning for it. I'm sonnet. We'll have to knock a side off it now to get it off the pump. Well, come on. Grab a hammer and get busy.
Dad, burn it all.
Get enough off so we can get her off the pump.
Say, how much is Miss Peavy paying us for this job, anyhow?
$5.
$5?
Yes.
Listen, we spend 2 days on this darn job for $5, and the paint costs us $3.
Yes. Hold on there. Now, wait a minute, Deb. Wait a minute. That's a big enough hole to drive a wagon through, and certainly big enough to get the pump out. Now, here. You take the end of this rope here and fasten it on, and I'll tie the other end to my car.
This rope here?
Yes. Fasten it there good and tight, too.
$5. $5. And we work 2 whole days on a darn fool.
You got the rope tied there?
Yeah. Well, I get the loop around it. Yeah, I got it tied. Go ahead, I got it tied.
All right, I'm going to start the car now.
Now, go ahead.
Is she moving? You moving
ahead? No, it won't budge her. It don't budge her. Give her more gas. Give her some more gas.
Well, I'm giving her gas. She won't take no more. Wait a second. Say, what you got that rope tied to?
Got it tied to the gas pump.
Oh, you darn fool. You ain't supposed to tie it to the gas pump.
Didn't you say you wanted to get the gas pump out of the house?
Yes, of course I do. But I got to drag the house off of it. Now tie the rope to the house.
What'll I tie it to?
Oh, tie it to the door handle. Tie it to the handle of the door.
To the what?
Door.
All right. You don't need to be so darn persnickety about it. I get this loop around here. Get it tight down. All right. There she be. Go ahead. Hey, stop. What you doing there?
What did tie it to the screen door first? Now you've wrecked her out front of the store. What'd you do that for, Rip? Look at that screen door now.
Well, you told me to do it.
Oh, I didn't. I didn't do no such thing. I told you to tie it to the door. Door of
oh,
the
door. Oh, shut up. I thought you said the store door.
Oh, give me that rope. I'll tie it myself. Go ahead and put them boards back.
Oh, Dad, Granny.
John, it can't get nothing done unless you do it yourself now.
Get them all back here. I'm getting darn sick of this job. In just about 2 shakes, I'm going to quit the darn fast loop.
Hold on there. Oh, gosh, you mighty. Can't you do nothing right? You're nailing them boards over the window.
Well, what about it? There ain't going to be nobody looking out of the window.
Well, I'll let it go. I'll fix it when we get the house over the moving picture lot. Come on and get in the car. Let's get this house towed over there before you wreck the whole faggot thing. Get in the car.
Yeah, don't rush me. I'm getting in it, ain't I?